There is an interesting halakha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. There are certain words that we read when we read the Sefer Torah, although those words are not written in the Sefer Torah itself. This is called Kari Uchtiv. That means there's a tradition from Halakha Moshe Sinai that certain words should be read a certain way. But for whatever reason, when they wrote it in the Sefer Torah, they didn't write it the way you're supposed to read it. So technically, you're reading the word Baal Peh. You're reading it by heart. So the Baal Koreh has to know the tradition. If he doesn't know the tradition, he's going to read from the Sefer Torah and he's going to make a mistake. So the Shulchan Aruch actually discusses this. And he tells a very strange halakha. And he writes that there was one time a Bet Knesset, and the Baal Koreh did not want to read it according to the tradition. He wanted to read it the way it was written in the Torah itself. And as a result, the Rabbanim that were in the Bet Knesset got angry at the guy, and they cursed him, and they put him in Harem, and they did all sorts of... Now that's very strange for Shulchan Aruch to give us a whole story. Usually Maran just gives us Hanachot. But here he decided to tell us the names of the rabbis, and he told us exactly what they did and why they did it. It's simple why they did it, because somebody that doesn't read it according to the tradition is questioning Halakha Moshe Sinai, and therefore, obviously, he's not worthy. So therefore, again, when one reads the Sefer Torah, he must prepare it according to the Kari Uchtiv. As one example we gave in the Shi'ur was, if you look at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, in Sefer Bamidbar, it says in the Pasuk, Ele Kiru'eh Ha'edah. Exactly. Although it's written Kiru'eh, we read it Kiru'eh. Now, if a person didn't prepare, when you read the Sefer Torah, you're going to see Kiru'eh. Or, for example, in Sefer Devarim, the Torah tells us one of the words is Yishgalenna. That was written in the Pasuk, Yishgalenna. But we don't read it Yishgalenna, we read it Yishkabenna. It's a different word. And not only in the Torah itself, but even in Megillat Esther, for example, we have Kare Uchtiv. The famous Kare Uchtiv in Megillat Esther, it says, Vayhi, we say Vayhi Ke Omram. Although in the Megillat Esther it's written Be Omram with a Bet. There's a reason. But again, one, if he's not going to prepare it properly from a traditional source, he's going to read it like it's written in the Tanakh, and he's going to make a mistake. So again, one must be careful to read the Kare Uchtiv according to tradition, and he doesn't have to worry that you're reading it by heart. So long as you look at the word in the Sefer Torah, it's as long as if you're reading it from the Sefer itself.